It's Wednesday, the 12th of August, 8 a.m. Grey and overcast, calm, fairly still, dry, boring, lifeless. No, that's not me I'm talking about. Actually, some mornings it is me. Yes. What a gnawing morning. What a gnawing morning. There's no life about. I don't mean wildlife, I mean. There's no vivavavoom. There's no it's like the dead zone. Grey and still. Might as well be monochrome. Slept well last night, as well can be. Quite amazed by that new app I've got. That's the word I'm looking for. Yeah, doesn't matter. Still shattered when I get out of bed at 7 in the morning. Doesn't matter whether it's the iPhone's alarm or the new app's alarm or whatever, it's still... Oh God, 7 o'clock, I have to get up. Oh. How about all those retired people who say, hey, you're off your head. You're retired. Get up when the hell you like to get up. Don't go by alarm clocks, man. You did that all your working days. You're retired. Take it easy. Chill, man. Get up when your body's ready to get up. Yeah, trouble with that is I'd then be plagued all day with guilt of having slipped away most of the day. I said to my wife this morning, and she agreed with me, that it's as if our bodies are switching to hibernation mode already. Yeah, about 3 months too early. Wouldn't mind that. Wouldn't mind hibernating. I think it'd be great. Oh yeah, December, January and February, darkest 3 months. Pardon me. Hibernation. So at least we can say the positive of the day is it's dry and not windy. The beautiful wee deep pinky light violet geranium flowers, pelargonium flowers, thousands of them. They're just bobbing their wee heads in the little breeze that's there. It's just shimmering. Ornamental grass stopped. It stopped dead. About 3.5 feet high. Hasn't grown any more. And it just looks like grass. I mean, that might sound daft, but it's ornamental grass. It's lovely. But it needs to get up to 5-6 feet at least. And it starts to show its stature. I think if I get the chance in the I was going to say the autumn. Let's just say before the end of the year I'm going to do something radical with a guard. I'm going to get the big saw out. I'm going to move things and chop things down. Not seriously chop, maybe as in the lines of pollarding, coppicing. What's the difference between pollarding and coppicing? Pollarding one tree, coppicing a bunch of trees? I don't know. I really should know, but there you go. Yes. So. I've found for a long while now that I'm finding it difficult to relate how I'm feeling without sounding like a dialogue you'd have with your doctor, you know, when you're comfortable with your doctor and you spill out a whole load of stuff that you're not there for, you know, when you're on a visit. You know, like I did the other day with Dr. Thompson. I was over to see her about one particular thing. So comfortable with that woman. I began to spiel on about other things. Not to the extent of holding it back or actually asking for more time or prognosis. Just letting things out. And so that kind of scenario. But I'd love to do it. I'd love to just let it all come out. Why am I holding back? Well, I don't know. It's really difficult to just spill all that's bothering me, all that's within me, within my head. Things. I find that as I've gotten older, there's much more time spent mulling over what's going on in my life, what's going on in my head, and things that bug me, annoy me, the procrastination that exists with so many things in my life. It just makes my head so busy. So busy and tortured at times. That you just feel like, or I just feel like, crying out, but crying out in the sense of not crying with tears, but crying out. Hello, fledgling. How are you? Mr. Blackbird's hunting for food, and the chick fledgling's down to my left. Hello. It's looking beautiful with those fledgling colours. Camouflage, browns, mottled breast. Dark on top, dark brown on top. It's only a few feet from me, it's sitting. I guess it's sitting waiting on Dad coming back with something. Yeah, go on, say some more. It's gone right past my feet. Go on, it's not got its tail feathers yet, about an inch and a half. Now it's past me and I'm looking around its back. Go on. You know, when you look at the fledgling, when you get a chance like this, it's beautiful. because his feathers are coming in, and those downy ones on his back and shoulders are still there, but then from there on the feathers are becoming clean, clear, and more adult. It's like a fur cape that women used to wear years ago. It's a right wee chubby thing. That was lovely, actually, just the mere fact that they accepted me being here. What a bother. Do you think that Mum and Dad's whispered in his ear and said, "Dinna worry about that big guy there. He's okay. He feeds us. He doesn't chase us or hurt us. In fact, he's a big safty. And if you chip loud enough, he'll go and get you some food." Where's Daddy going? Come on, you lazy bugger. Go and find that kid somewhere. Worms or grubs or something. Hey. Now I can't throw my tea away in case I scare it. Go on. Yeah. What would I do without nature? Yeah.